due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
To be different, you can't just look different. You have to feel different. Someone once made me feel different. And then they took it away.
Hey, it's Beth Phoenix from the WWE, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for January 4th. Happy New Year, everybody. Hopefully you had a safe one. Holidays today, real quick. It's Spaghetti Day and Trivia Day and Buffalo Bills beat the Houston Texans Day.
Correct.
Well, that'll be later today, though. I believe that holiday starts at 4:30. But get stock up, apparently, for it, so you have a good time. By the way, welcome to the show. Happy birthday to Jim Powers. You remember Jim Powers?
Yeah.
Former WWF, and he was with the Young Stallions with Paul Roma. You might remember that. He's 62 today. He was a former WWE and WCW. Oh, wait a second. He wasn't WCW, wasn't he, Jim Powers? I'm trying to remember. I know Paul Roma went to the WCW. I can't remember if Jim Powers did. But also a birthday today, or he would have been 50 today, Chris Kanyon, former WWE and WCW tag champs and UB grad. Unfortunately, he ended his life. He had depression issues and everything. And it's the time of year when if you have something to talk about, please let find, you know, everyone's. I have an open ear. Everyone has an open ear. Please don't let these things bother you to that point. But Chris Kanyon would have been 50 today, you know, and who's better than Kanyon?
Nobody.
That's right. So welcome to the show. Pinklings brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Don's Delight, Empire at Culver. And we have the, last week we had everybody here, but now this week it's the Essentials.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to call it, the Essentials.
It's the Lifers.
The Lifers, the two of us. I am the Cash Man, and I am joined by Danger Boy in the other room, and you might see him on Facebook Live right now if you're a friend of the Pain Clinic on Facebook Live. Decked out in his Bills gear.
Got to represent.
Got to rep, man. It's going to be a great day, hopefully. Hopefully. Hopefully it'll last beyond this week. But we're here to talk pro wrestling. Some other plugs I got to get out of the way. Join us January 18th for UFC 246. Salvatore Saloon. Salvatore's at the garage door. Salvatore Saloon, of course, in Scottsville. That's too many S's in a row. And Salvatore's at the garage door at 149 East Ridge Road. 10 p.m. start time. You want to get there early. It's Conor McGregor versus Cowboy Cerrone. That's in the main event. We'll be hosting it. There'll be drink specials all night long, adult beverage specials. That's January 18th at Salvatore Saloon in Scottsville, and Salvatore's at the garage door. UFC 246, 2 weeks from today. I cannot wait. It's going to be super exciting. There's some great UFC cards coming up because Jones is in the next one after that.
Yep.
in February. And so I think that's closer to Valentine's Day, too. So you can take your sweetie out there to watch John Jones pound somebody senseless in the octagon. But I also want to mention that if you're interested in roller derby, you want to be a skater, officiate, Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby if you're interested in skating for the men's team, which, we teach you how to skate. We teach you how to play. So it's like there's not much more you can, you know, the only excuse is you're not going to try. And that's unless you're Danger Boy who's walking around on crutches. It might be hard to do it. put skates on the end of those crutches too.
I bet like 25-year-old me would have tried it.
I bet you 25-year-old with you too. Hey, listen, 50-year-old me tried it, okay? So the,
well, I'm talking 25-year-old me on crutches would have tried it.
Check them out, flourcityfear.com, F-L-O-U-R. You can find them on Facebook as well. Welcome to the show. We're here to talk pro wrestling. We had a huge night of pro wrestling last night in Japan. Do we spoil it? I mean, it was the first day of Wrestle Kingdom of the 2 days, and lots of title changes, lots of guys we know. Well, one guy we know coming back with a title to AEW.
Another guy possibly having to defend an AEW championship after tonight.
That's true. That's true. So we'll see. But we'll talk about that as we get to it. We've got to start off with the 800-pound elephant in the corner of the room, and that would be Monday Night Raw and the wedding ceremony. 222-1280 *1280 is the number if you want to let us know what you thought about Lana and Bobby Lashley tying the knot. And I mean, man, how did they get that cake in the ring? That was a giant cake. And I didn't realize there was any legitimacy to it being actual cake until the end.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, wow, there really is cake in there.
That was a giant cake, and it probably was pretty heavy with a, 270-pound Bulgarian brute in it.
I wonder if he, like, just snuck up under the ring at one point and got into it, if there was a way in, or if he had to sit out there the whole time in it. But, it started off, the whole show was based around Lana. And listen, I know everyone's, like, poo-pooing this whole thing and saying, this is, like, just terrible, terrible gimmick. But you know what? You're watching it still. Obviously, the ratings prove that.
The ratings prove it. The YouTube views prove it. It's getting watched. It's getting talked about. And you know what?
We're talking about it.
I went into that whole wedding ceremony going, I have to watch this because it's going to be that bad. Because they always are. Vince himself had left the arena around 2:30 to go to do meetings and came back just for that angle. He wanted to watch that angle in person.
Wow.
And loved it.
Oh, well, I mean, listen, it wasn't that bad, I mean, I watched it. I was laughing. Believe me, I was laughing and I was imagining.
You can't take it seriously. You got to take it with the this is going to be really messed up and it's going to be so bad it's good type deal.
They should go through and put together like the best of WWE weddings, because we've had the weirdest things happen. Remember when Eric Bischoff had the fake mask on that was glued to his face?
They had 3 minutes.
Yeah, the 3-minute warning came out and destroyed everything. I mean, there's been some wild weddings in wrestling. I don't have a problem with that. Was it Macho and Elizabeth got married?
That was about the only real type one, even though they were getting divorced at the time.
It's just weird, really weird. But there's been a few weddings. I mean, Stephanie McMahon out cold, going through the White Chapel in Las
Vegas.
Hey,
that's apparently legally binding because they're still married.
Ooh, interesting. But I also, who knows? There's so much more written behind. I love to get a book, a real telltale book about what was going on, because that's when wrestling really could do a lot. It could do what it wanted and was. And it's starting to get back there, because what we saw at this wedding, we haven't seen in WWE in quite some time. And that was almost like, I think, coming out. Would you say suggested as a coming out?
Kinda, but done in the worst possible way.
Yeah, Liv Morgan tried. If anybody here has anything, would like to stop this union.
Well, I do love that. I do love that Lana has now three husbands, and Lashley has a couple wives, and
yeah. Lashley was married to a wrestler at one time. What was her name?
Crystal.
Crystal, that's right.
And that's the reason he left in the first place. She wasn't getting a contract extension.
Yeah, and they have a child together. I know that, and that's his son, I believe. So I know he, but that wasn't Crystal who came out.
No,
no, I was gonna say, but then Liv Morgan came out and said she had a relationship with Lana, which I think, you could see the look on Lana. I'll give her a lot of credit. She actually acted perfect in that situation, because they're all looking like, what are you talking about? And Lana's looking like she's just, she's the one who ate the last piece of pizza, She's like, what? She's kind of like quiet and like kind of hoping she's not.
You can't set me up for jokes I can't tell on the air.
Yeah. Okay. I will not say that. Yeah. Okay. But nevertheless, it didn't work out. And it's the first time WWE has gone over in a year?
And they drew great ratings for that overrun.
Yeah, they actually, there was something that came out this week that said they could go over anytime they want. They just have to pay more. Or they have to, it costs more money for that to happen. But so they only they select different times in which they can do it. I'm guessing it has to do with the maybe the equipment they loan or they rent and satellite time and stuff like that. So, but they that was a good one because I'm like going, this is going to end before they can finish. That's why we kept thinking, you know, it's, this is going to end before it can finish. And then they went another like 8 minutes after, 10 minutes after, and it was like it was gold. I listen, as much as I hate that whole angle and everything, it still was good. And I mean, it obviously it's setting up. Is it a WrestleMania match? It's setting up.
Well, they said because of the ratings and the clicks they're getting and all that kind of stuff, and the fact it's actually generating good, you know, it's generating eyes on it, whether it's good or bad, they're getting eyes on it, and it's continuous. They might push it out that far.
I wouldn't be surprised. I listen, WrestleMania is what, three and a half months from now? It's not that far away.
Royal Rumble's in 3 weeks.
That's why I was hoping Daniel Bryan was going to hold out and do that in the main event of WrestleMania against The Fiend. Because I'm liking the way they're setting it up.
They said at this point that it came out earlier in this week that this is the least, that it's the most fluid the WrestleMania card has ever been this late in the season. And they have like nothing set in stone.
Wow.
Absolutely nothing.
Well, what we've heard was always was Roman Reigns is taking on Bray Wyatt after he wins the Royal Rumble.
But they're still not, I mean, that's not 100% at this point.
I don't know. When they have guys coming out this week announcing themselves for the Royal Rumble, a lot of times it's usually smaller, you know, not as popular wrestlers or characters that are doing it first. But this week it was, we got to see Charlotte Flair do it first.
In one of the worst promos ever cut.
Yeah.
I was a women's I'm a 10-time women's champion and the first to announce put myself in the Royal Rumble this decade. Oh. I don't think those level are in the same level.
Yeah, no. It's just someone's a wiseacre out there who's writing the scripts. Yeah, let's emphasize this. But then, of course, Roman Reigns follows later that night when he's like standing side by side with Daniel Bryan, talking about Daniel Bryan's match with The Fiend at the Royal Rumble, which I'm kind of getting excited for the Royal Rumble. I just wonder, are they going to do an NXT Royal Rumble? I mean,
no, there's 10 people from each brand in each
Royal Rumble. So are we going to get expanded rosters in the Royal Rumble?
Nope, just 30.
Oh, okay.
10 of each.
I was going to say, because I remember we had the 40-man one, and I think you could easily do that with, additional people.
Yeah, but it takes too long.
It does. It took forever. And so NXT is still on the even footing. And I watched NXT this week. I enjoyed it. Up against AEW, which I enjoyed AEW as well.
NXT was just a clip show and the awards and the...
Yeah, but we got to see, you know, I mean, yes, they're edited versions of the matches, but we got to see that incredible...
War Games match
there at the end, which was fantastic. But no, yeah, that, I mean, it was a clip show. I went back and watched it, but AEW, I mean, AEW still is having technical snafus during their shows.
Their sound is terrible.
Yeah, I don't know what is going on.
Their sound is terrible, and they got to do something about their music. Most of their musics are not good.
You notice I haven't played a lot of their stuff yet because that's just because of the fact that that's it.
There was a lot I liked on AEW this week, though. It's the first time I sat down and watched it all live in a while without flipping back and forth or anything like that because I knew that it was a clip show.
Sure.
And first off, Sammy Guevara, during the commercial break, doing signs to the camera.
I loved it. I loved that. That was fantastic.
That was great.
Yeah, he was doing the Bob Dylan, you know, drop, you know, he had like the signs on the on the boards. And I thought it was hilarious because he's trying to get a date with someone's sister. Who was it? Victoria Justice.
Yeah.
And he kept putting out his Twitter handle on that, too. So that was definitely... I thought that was, so yeah, there was some good stuff in there. I like when they like get inventive during commercial breaks and not just, I mean, there's one time I remember they had a commercial break where Chris Jericho was cutting a promo the whole time during it. And he was like just talking to the audience. And you don't really get a lot out of that when you're watching at home, you know, because you're hearing nationwide.
Yeah, there's no,
reason
to keep that one on the,
no.
Keep that one with the picture in picture. But
yeah, so.
But they had some good stuff. They had some good matches. It was fun to watch. And, you know, it was nice to not have to flip back and forth because there wasn't competition. But, I mean, and the ratings show that. The AEW almost drew 1 million people again, but...
They actually almost doubled NXT.
That's a far from doubling. It's a couple hundred thousand from doubling. But the problem is that once it goes back to where they both have live shows, it's going to even out again to where they were.
True, true. You know, honestly, it was like they had 900 over 900,000, and NXT had 500 something. So it was. I mean, you round up and down. Yes, I know. Don't use my math because you'll go bankrupt on it. But we're gonna go to break. We got some phone calls coming in. 222-1280 *1280. If you want to give us a call, talk. Maybe you want to talk about Lana and Rusev's wedding. Maybe you want to talk about IWGP titles that keep changing hands last night and New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Or the returns last night on SmackDown. The
returns. Oh, yeah. There was two big returns.
Three.
Yeah, well, there's... I'm thinking...
Technically four if you count a tag team as two people.
True. And someone who opened a door. And someone who opened a door to stop you from being interviewed. We'll talk about that as we go through the next segment. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. Like December snow.
Is it true that Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson has just won the biggest tag team turmoil in WWE history, making them the best tag team in the world?
I mean, yeah, they got the trophy to prove it.
So what does that mean for us? Because on our Monday Night Raw debut, we beat Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson's balls. So what does that mean for us? That we beat the team that beat the unbeatable Viking Raiders and now has a trophy that says they are the best tag team in the world? Oh, my God. That means that we are...
WWE, a lost soul, a wild child ending her teen years just hoping that her dreams come true, and I never knew that I could be myself until we met and fell in love with each other. How could you do this to me?
I've never touched this woman my entire life.
Oh, come on!
I don't know what she's talking about.
No. I'm not talking about Bobby.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Hey, you're listening to the Pain Clinic.
All right, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. There you heard it. That was probably the most revelationing type of statement thing event.
I love how the minister was very quick to jump to judgment on that one.
Yeah, I know. Do you take him? Yeah. Do you take her? Yeah. Okay. Let's get this thing done. All right. Came to that eventually, but you know, as before we went to break, we did tease some returns last night on SmackDown, and why don't we just go through and I'll say Sheamus showed up and.
Beat the snot out of Shorty G.
Yeah, Shorty G, the match had already ended, but Sheamus came up and gave him the brogue kick, and it was over. And he looked great. You know, I mean, he looked like he didn't lose anything. I mean, a lot of people were saying that, you know, he couldn't work out because of some issues, but he looked pretty good.
Oh, he's been doing those workout videos for a while now. He's found different ways to work out, and he's dropped a little bit of weight, too.
He did. He looked great. He always looked water retentive. You know, I don't know why. He's just kind of puffy in certain spots, but... He looked great. And also, last night we saw John Morrison, Jomo, stick his head out of a door when someone was trying to interview The Miz to figure out why The Miz destroyed Kofi Kingston. You know,
because The Miz ran into Bray Wyatt and now he has to revert back to his old self.
See, that's what I said. He's going to be Bray Wyatt's guy. He's going to be his partner. It's where he's working toward. That's what I'm guessing, at least. He's kind of... And then, of course, the last... re-debuts were straight out of the penitentiary. Oops. Were they? Maybe. It was...
No, he only spent a night there, but he actually got off on the charges. So.
Oh, did he? All right.
He was found not guilty in his day in court.
So the Uso brothers are back. And if you love the Uso brothers, you'll be happy. They look the same pretty much. I mean, they try to look a little bit different from each other. I think one's got longer hair now. I'm not sure which one because I can't differentiate between most of them. Jimmy and Jay. So 222-1280, *1280 is the number. We've got Troy from Rochester on the line. What's up, Troy?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How you doing, sir?
Good. First of all, I want to give a shout out to the Buffalo Bills. Representing Western New York today against the Texans. Let's go Buffalo.
That's right. Do you see that they had a street party last night from Bills supporters, Bills backers, filled like a block. There's pictures of it all over online.
Oh, I gotta check that out. Then I definitely gotta check that out. You know what, guys? We got some good angles going for WrestleMania. You know, I can see WrestleMania the main event. It's a few stars. We know Brock Lesnar is definitely going to main event WrestleMania, but I can see a few other matches still in the show. Like you was just playing the Lashley angle.
Sure,
I can see that. Yeah, I can see that still in the show. I can see the Fiend still in the show.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, the Fiend is probably still going to be champ, and most likely it's going to be Roman Reigns who wins the Royal Rumble. Boom, you have a main event.
Right. So yeah, that angle, I can see AJ Styles and Randy Orton still in the main. They can still show too.
It's funny,
that angle right there.
It's funny how at Madison Square Gardens, not only did we get the Rey Mysterio losing the title, but we also got Randy Orton injury that wasn't real.
That was the next night.
No, was it the next night? Okay.
I think it was the next night. Over the weekend. It was a different day.
Oh, okay. But it was actually house shows. They actually had footage from two house shows on Monday Night Raw, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that shows you that what it does is that sells more tickets to house shows because people think there's a chance they're going to be on TV. Or they're going to they see is going to be on TV, or there might be a title change on a house show, which we never get. I mean, I wonder what the last one was before.
AJ.
Was it AJ?
MSG.
Oh, MSG.
Winning the U.S. title, I think it was.
All right. So look at that. MSG seems to be a special place for winning titles when you're not on TV. So.
Yeah. So they got a lot of good angles. And don't forget about The Undertaker. You know, he's most likely going to be at WrestleMania.
It's been very quiet from The Undertaker's side lately. I don't know. I'm not absolutely sure he's going to have anything to do. And if he does, then it might be like one of those they've been talking about, the classic matches or whatever, WWE, you know, just having him versus somebody else who doesn't show up at all. So who knows? We'll see. Maybe we'll get Goldberg again. I don't know. No, we don't want that.
Well, they do have to rematch sometimes. Goldberg can't go out like that.
No, Goldberg can't go out like that. Well, Goldberg didn't go out like that because then he beat Dolph Ziggler a few months later. But you know, in all the interviews since then, he's like, I was knocked out in the first minute of half of that match. I don't remember anything after that. And then The Undertaker looked like, you know, you see when he sat up at one point, his eyes were crossed because he was just so frustrated. So,
yeah, hopefully The Undertaker will give him another chance to get that match settled.
I'm guessing it's going to be another legend versus The Undertaker, and it might be Shawn Michaels. I just don't quote me on that, but I'm thinking that's what I was thinking.
You know, Triple H is always at WrestleMania in some type of way. Who do you think he's going to face this year?
I don't care. I have not cared anything Triple H has done in WrestleMania in like 5 years. The last good thing he did was lose to Daniel Bryan in WrestleMania 30, okay? That was about the last thing I thought was at all significant. Because he's not there. Because he claims he's a boss, he's a manager, you know, it's like, you know, you can't just, you know, I mean, he's not an Undertaker. He can't just show up once a year, you know?
Yeah, but he keeps himself up, though.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of guys do. Hogan's supposedly training for a match, okay? I don't know if there's any legitimacy behind that.
Well, the amount of back surgeries he's had, I don't see
But
that
he says
happening.
That his backs are fine now. He said after they took that mechanics out of his back, he's been fine with it. And he says that he's training for one last match. For the longest time, we thought it was going to be Ric Flair, so I'm not sure.
How's his hip, though? Is he still able to do the leg drop?
He's got two replacements, so I think I'm guessing he probably can do one at least now, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I was always wondering about, since he had the surgery. Can he still do the leg drop?
Either that or he'll be like in a tag match, you know, just come in and throw punches when they need him, and then they'll go back out, you know?
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we have two more returns, Nia Jax. and Ronda Rousey. We still haven't even touched on them two yet.
I will say Ronda Rousey's been talking about coming back, so don't be surprised if she's a mystery person in the Royal Rumble.
Don't be surprised if she wins the Women's Rumble if that happens.
Yeah, yeah. If you see her there, then, you know, I don't know if anyone would like that, but she has been talking. I mean, she has talked, and there's people, you know, Dave Meltzer has been sure on this for a while that she's coming back soon, so.
Yeah, they've got a lot of good wrestling going on right now. I mean, WWE and AEW, they're supposed to be coming back this week. So that's going to be good. AEW and WWE. It's like a wrestling going on this time of the year.
Yeah, there is. I think AEW still needs to educate people about the product they have out there, because they're still Sammy Guevara is incredible. Who's the guy? Who's the guy that does those jumps off and goes on his back and has half a skeleton face?
Darby Allin.
Darby Allin is amazing. You see these two guys, and they don't look like they weigh 130 pounds soaking wet, but they're out there. Mm-hmm. And I mean. Guevara is bigger than he looks, too. He definitely is much bigger than he looks. But these guys, you know, they're just a bunch of new guys, but they go out there and they impress every time they wrestle. Unfortunately, I don't remember their names because I'm an idiot. But beyond that, it's like, but I think these guys do a fantastic job. There's so many people in that company that they can't no one can get TV time every week.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Hey, guys, guess what? Guess who my new favorite wrestler is?
Can we guess? Hold on. Who does WWE been pushing down our throats for a while that would be your new favorite wrestler? It's Seth Rollins.
Nope.
Okay, good. I don't think they're trying to make him bad. So somebody who
I give you a clue. He's on Raw.
He's on Raw. Is it Carrillo? Is that his name? No.
No.
He's hurt. Let me see.
It's gonna be Aleister Black.
Aleister Black.
No.
Okay. You gotta give us a hint.
Okay, I'll give you a hint. He was once part of my favorite tag team.
He was part of your favorite tag team, and now he's a solo wrestler. Kevin Owens.
No.
Okay.
I like Kevin Owens, but I was never a big fan of his. Okay. It's just the gimmicks, I guess.
Well, I give up. Who is it?
Rowan.
Whatever he's got in the cage, yeah.
Yes, I love the gimmick they got him in now. They're having him going against the jobbers, and having us wondering what's in the cage. I'm guessing it's a mouse.
The funny thing is even the jobbers are trying to get into the cage. You know, it's like so that to me,
that's always their downfall.
Yeah, I know. It's like you should not go for the cage. Try to wrestle a match or run away from this guy because he's big and scary. Mm-hmm. You know, but cool, man. That's awesome, Troy. Thank you so much for calling, buddy.
All right, thank you guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. 222-1280 star 1280. You know, I'm kind of intrigued by the Rowan thing because
I liked how he just randomly yelled at Lana.
Yeah. And what's in the cages? Maybe it's something to do with the Fiend. Because remember, he was a Fiend guy.
It's mini Luke Harper.
Yeah, he could have a doll. You know, it could be Jimmy. Remember Jimmy?
Jimmy's missing.
Yeah, we don't know where Jimmy is, but don't ask.
R-Truth lost him.
222-1280, Star Toys number. We got to take a break. Come back with some news. We already told about all the debuts, so the re-debuts. So we have some other news coming up. You are listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
You know, there's not a whole lot of people in this industry that I respect as much as Rey Mysterio. And last week, after they sent me to the hospital, it made me sick to watch the three of them gang up on a legend like him and to see Seth Rollins stomp his head through that stage. But the worst part is that Seth and AOP's actions last week, I know, are why Rey Mysterio lost the United States title to Andrade at Madison Square Garden a few days ago.
So I've known you for a very long time. I've known a lot of bad people. Never anybody as bad as you. And I mean that in the nicest way possible. And after everything I've done in this company, I wouldn't have imagined anyone would be by my side for this fight. But if anybody is going to be there, I'm glad it's you. Now, Charlie, you said security's on the way, so I guess we're being asked to
leave the building. You know what? I feel like I'm asked to leave this building every other week in this place. But you know what? That's fine because I, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think for this week anyway. Oh, there they are. So this week anyway, I think we've accomplished what we set out to do, yeah?
Oh, yeah. We did everything we need to do this week.
Now we got 7 days to think of next week.
Yeah, 7 whole days. Boys, make this simple. Anybody touches me, they don't feel with their fingers anymore.
This is Booker T coming to you from the Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Now, can you dig
that? Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I will say I like Joe as an announcer better than a promo cutter, but his promos still are pretty succinct. You know, I mean, but as an announcer, just to, like I said, he would do the thought bubbles out loud.
Yeah,
you know, when you know someone would say something, it's like, yeah, he goes, you know, Corbin will be up in the ring saying how ugly the people are in Nashville, and Joe's like, yeah, they're pretty ugly. You know? So welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Yeah, now we're getting a little Joe KO team up there. I don't have a problem with that. Not at all. I want to see Joe put up. I mean, obviously, we're going to get a Joe Seth Rollins or maybe Joe and KO versus AOP. I mean, that's what I'm guessing will be.
I'm guessing the six man, the 3-on-3 with Ray.
Will that be at Royal Rumble?
I don't know.
Yeah, because usually you get at least the heavyweight, the title. We'll see what happens. Seth Rollins. Yeah,
We're going to get the heavyweight title defended.
Yeah, I was going to say
Seth
Rollins.
He's coming back next week.
Yeah, Seth Rollins.
Monday.
Sorry, yeah, we're going to have Monday night. We're going to have, unfortunately, Brock Lesnar will be rejoining Raw to promote, obviously, to promote the Royal Rumble. Who knows who we'll get with him? Maybe Rey Mysterio again? Who knows? You never know. That might be a quick one, though, but because Ray's supposedly hurt. But welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman with Danger Boy. And real quick, what'd you think? This past week, AEW, we got to see Cody Rhodes introduce his new coach, his new manager.
I like what they did with it. I don't necessarily like it with a face.
Arn Anderson came out and stood in Cody's corner, helped Cody win the match.
He gave him, like, he was doing the sheet over his face thing to, like, hide what he was telling him. And he got up on the apron and was telling him to get his knees up and stuff like that. It was a very nice take on, you know, the coach aspect of it.
Yeah.
I just don't necessarily like it with a face.
It's interesting that Arn Anderson is with Cody and we've got Tully Blanchard with
Sean Spears.
Sean Spears, yeah. It's like,
and then Ric Flair comes in with MJF.
I don't think that's going to happen.
And his contract's up soon.
Oh, really? Now that would, you know, because he is obviously fashioned after Ric Flair, Mr. MJF. There, it's funny. He in an interview this week, he said that people are booing him for the wrong reasons, you know, and what it is, and what he gets booed for is because he's handsome, wears a nice suit, is, you know, likes to show off his rings, and he wants them to boo him for, you know, more than that. So, you know, but then again, when you put out a statement like that, you'll probably
get
more.
That's exactly what he's.
Yeah, you'll get more boos. So, but yeah, Arn Anderson returns to TV. I mean, he was on one of the early shows as a backstage agent, I think. I know that he had something to do with AEW or in the beginning. But now he's now part of the TV show.
He's an on-air talent.
I have no problem with that. Arn Anderson, you know what? As much as he didn't say one word to us when we were backstage with him in Buffalo that one time, but I sat there and watched a match with him on the TV, him standing side by side with me. And obviously he was looking for a sign to come running out because that's what he was supposed to do. But it was pretty cool. You know, I mean, so, you know, he was, you know, just not very open and friendly, but he seems like he has his own podcast, too, apparently.
He was still nicer than Benoit.
Yeah, that's true. I'll be back in a minute. And then he just hops in the car and drives off. But, you know, we've told the story before about him and Malenko doing that to us. But, it doesn't surprise me. I will say that, I lost a thought for a second there. But it was about, Arn Anderson has his own podcast. It's called Arn, I think. And you can look it up. You know, he has talked about, you know, his release and about how, like, the last 6 months of him working at WWE, he was not. None of his advice was taken, and he was ignored pretty much. So he knew
he says time was done.
He said his time limit was there. So 222-1280 *1280 is the number if you want to give us a call. Some other news. I was flipping through the news real quick with all those returns. SmackDown's going to be busy for a while trying to get all these people inserted into their programming, including John Morrison, which I'm interested to see where Jomo goes.
They did announce the next Broken Skull Sessions participant. It will be Kane.
Mayor Kane. Mayor Kane's going to be. So it's going to debut. And this is the thing, and I didn't put this down there, but the 12th of January, NXT is going to be in Buffalo. They're going to be at Riverworks. It's a 5 o'clock show. We're all going to go. 2 o'clock that day, they're having an NXT takeover. It's going to be on the network from
Blackpool,
UK.
Yeah.
Guess, so that means our friend who works for the WWE will not be in Riverworks.
Which means we won't get any special perks that we wouldn't have gotten anyways.
But we wouldn't have gotten anyways, but it would be nice to catch up with Jeremy Borash. And Jeremy, he did send me back an email saying he was not going to be there the 12th. And I had to look it up and said, oh, yeah. That's right. They're doing the takeover at 2 o'clock that afternoon. It's perfect time too.
Well, it's because over there it's 7.
Yeah. 5 hour difference. But it's they haven't done a takeover. This is the second one, I think, from the UK, the NXT UK. So excited to see what they do. Last one was great because that's where we got to see what's the guy's name? Who's the champ?
Walter.
Yeah, Walter and his group. Which we talked about a little bit last week when we were doing our awards ceremony. And I don't know if you guys caught it or not, but we had our painies last week. This is technically the first week of the year. This is the first weekend of the year. This is usually when we do them. But because Danny and the Artiste were in town, we moved it up. And I think it was well worth it. And actually, WWE went back on backstage this past week and did their matches of the year. Of course, they're all WWE matches.
Oh, of course.
But they, you know... And they didn't quite agree with us on everything. I think there was a match in there that I shook my head when wondering why it was in there. But they do have their list up there too, and it's not voted on by anybody but them. So we let the people vote when we did ours. And if you want to check out the winners, I believe they're posted up there. I can't remember. I remember it was such a blur because it was such a busy day last Saturday, because coming off of Christmas and going into New Year's. But some other news. We did mention that the ratings for WWE in that 10-minute over was incredible. And you know what? That makes me think we're going to see more of this Bobby Lashley-Lana drama going on. It's kind of like a J.J. Abrams story. They never write the end when they write the beginning, so we never know where it's going to go.
Supposedly, Heyman had this written out months in advance, even though they changed the Liv Morgan thing last minute.
Okay, well, I believe that they'll drag it on now because it did well.
Oh, yeah.
You
got to milk that cow for all it's worth.
Do you think the end resolution is eventually Rusev is back with Lana at the end?
That's what the rumor was at one point. I'm hoping it's not. I mean, Rusev seemed to have a lot of fun with that conga line a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I want Bachelor Rusev celebrating Rusev Day every day.
Yeah, maybe Rusev going and talking, comparing notes with with what's her name, Liv Morgan. There, you know.
Oh.
On that note, we're gonna go to break. Give us a call 222-1280 star 20. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
I'm CM Punk, and you are listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with Danger Boy. Remember when people used to mouth to this song?
Well, yeah, but now they put the rap over it.
I remember, you go back and watch some of the old NXT, and it's like the takeovers, and when we were in Toronto.
Yeah.
But they also had, four violinists out there with them, too. I think one was it Lindsey Stirling? I can't remember, who's a famous violinist, incredible violinist. And, much like Nita Strauss, who plays the guitar on it as well, the same song, Nita Strauss, who's lead guitarist for Alice Cooper.
Well, if you remember, they also had the chorus for Bobby Roode, and part of that chorus was Sasha Banks.
That's right. I remember that one, and we were there for that, and we had no idea. I think we did know Sasha, but it's like they kind of had robes on and stuff.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, that was, that, you know, that was, a, good old days of TakeOver. Someday we'll be reminiscing about them because we're not going to get them anymore. Not like that, at least. We're going to get individual NXT shows, but they're not going to, they're going to be not the weekend of the big shows. They're going to be like, I'm not sure how they're going to do it. We haven't seen a schedule yet, but they've talked
about the one they have in Portland coming up in February.
Is it? That's Portland, Maine, right? Is it? No. Portland, Oregon?
Yeah, I believe so.
I was going to say, I thought they were doing one in Connecticut, too, as a show, with Evolve, a mixed, When Worlds Collide, right? Is that what it is?
Well, they're doing When Worlds Collide with the weekend of Royal Rumble.
Okay, that's right. So we're going to get some NXT
with the
there.
Great Imperium versus Undisputed Era match.
Ooh. Walter and the Great Imperium, right?
Yeah, Walter's with Imperium.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, and those guys do a great job. I'm excited about that. So that, wouldn't you say it was Royal Rumble weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's coming
it's
up
Saturday before.
So it's in 3 weeks then,
yeah.
Right? Oh, very cool. So at least we'll get a full weekend of shows again. But I don't know how much longer they're going to be able to do takeovers anymore, especially when they're involving half the guys in matches on the show. So it's probably a good problem to have if you're the WWE because they sell out all those shows and they're all, it's all money for the tickets and they make a lot of money. So welcome back to the show. This is from the Anybody Care File? Former WWE Diva champ Nikki Bella and her former Dancing with the Stars partner Artem, I couldn't even try to pronounce his last name, Chigvintsev. I have no idea.
His name is Artem.
Artem. Are engaged to be married. Nikki took to Twitter and revealed that Artem popped the question back in November while they were in France, and she said, now that's where we would run Danny's sound. I wish you died in the womb. No. She said yes. Okay, so now she's gone. We know, thank goodness.
And a little more relevant engagement news, Andrade popped the question to Charlotte Flair, and she said, See?
All right.
According to the Twitter post I saw.
Oh, really? Wow. So
she said, see, I think it was New Year's Eve.
Oh, interesting. I've got to count how many times each of them have been married before this marriage. So I know that Charlotte's been married at least once. Yeah, very cool. Very cool. You know what? But I was going to say, Nikki Bella, there's rumors, and I don't know, just these are rumors. I've heard them a couple times. So when I hear them from more than one source, I believe they're true. But I heard that the Bellas are going into the WWE Hall of Fame.
No.
Excuse me.
That would pass. That would pass.
There's a lot of people yelling no and shaking their fists in the air.
That would pass the Birdman. Coco Beware.
Coco Beware. You think that would be?
Oh, that'd be much worse.
Well,
at least Coco had a good match once.
Yeah, once or twice. And Coco worked in other companies, and these ladies have only worked in one company.
Coco was great when he worked down in Memphis.
And the Bellas forced their way into the WWE by saying, if you don't put us on TV, we're negating our contracts.
And then they pushed Maria out of the company.
Maria, not only Maria, also...
Mrs. Wife.
Mrs. Wife, yeah.
Maurice,
yeah. They were all... conspiring to get bigger contracts, and then the Bellas went on their own and said, hey, we'll get bigger contracts for us and forget about you guys. I mean, you saw it if you followed the, what was it, the Diva show, whatever,
show you watch, you try to make us watch?
I'm not sure if it's that one or if it was the Bella Twins show or whatever. It was one of them where they actually talk about the events that led to them falling out. Good for them, whatever. I don't know. I think you want to hear boos at WWE Hall of Fame ceremony? If they get put in, you will hear them. And then even better, have John Cena induct them.
Oh. Oh. John Cena and Daniel Bryan doing it together?
Oh, yeah. Boy. I don't think there's a lot of even WWE legends that are women wrestlers that would like to see that happen, I'm guessing. Just because of... just the avenue in which it took for them to get there. So that's a big rumor that's going around. We do have some. Well, I don't want to do the results from New Japan last night. I don't. I mean,
if you want to find them, you can find them online.
Well, we can just say that we didn't say exactly, but John Moxley won a title. He had it before.
Yeah,
he
had to give it up.
IWGP.
He had to give it up when he got hurt.
Intercontinental title. That he took
he won the U.S. title.
I'm sorry, the U.S. title he took from Lance Archer. You remember Lance Archer?
Yes.
Is he still called Lance Archer?
Yeah.
Okay, because I remember we saw him. I saw him when they came to Buffalo.
Yeah.
With the Davey Boy Jr.
Global Wars. Yeah.
Davey Boy Jr.
They had a great match against the Viking Experience Raiders.
Yes, yeah, so that's where we saw the dude do bounce off War Machine bounce off the second rope and do a stunner off of it, which was the, kind of like what Kevin Owens was doing.
Yeah, I think it was
War
Machine and Mark Briscoe against them and Minoru Suzuki.
Yeah, that's right. It was that was a great night of wrestling. Oh, I love that. I wish they'd do that again, and maybe they will. Who knows? Some other news. Luke Gallows got married the night before Christmas. Right before Christmas, on Sunday, December 22nd, he married his longtime girlfriend, I guess, and his real last name is Hankinson. Drew Hankinson, I believe, is his real name, and she just changed her name. I guess people have kind of put two and two together when the girl he's dating changes her last name to his last name after like some big event was going on.
That'll happen.
So I thought that was interesting. I think last week, there's another piece of news here that we talked about last week about Dusty Rhodes having the WWE having the Dusty Rhodes tournament in the that was going to come, the tag team tournament that's coming up still, and how Dustin tried to
Cody filed for the trademark
and copyright of the name Dusty Rhodes, and they said no.
They said no because Dusty sounds too much like Dustin, which his brother had trademarked already.
Yeah, so
which it'll get worked out with lawyers and whatnot, and that trademark will actually go to Cody at some point. WWE is not even trying to contest anymore, and Cody straight up told him he gave them his blessing to do the Dusty tournament.
Yeah. Why not? I mean, they started it. So one last piece of news before we get out of here. Let's talk about Impact Wrestling is going to have a show 1 week from today. It's going to be called Arlington Brawl and Fan Fest. It's taking place in Texas, and it's going to be live via Twitch. So if you follow their Twitch, you get it for free, right?
Yeah.
So they're going to have it's going to be a whole show on Twitch. This is prior the day before their Hard to Kill pay-per-view, which is going to be Sami Callihan versus Tess Blanchard. So this is everything that's in this is going to lead up to the pay-per-view, I'm guessing. And it's going to be free. So you definitely want to check that out if you are on Twitch. Twitch is a good place for wrestling. I have no problem with places broadcasting on Twitch for wrestling. There's, you know, because we've used it for roller derby, and it works perfect for that as well. But a lot of people play video games on Twitch. I don't know if you ever...
What it started as was...
Yeah. They get people who watch one guy play, millions of people watching a guy play, and they can make money off of that.
They make a ton of money off of it.
Hey, I wish I was good enough to do something like that, you know? I'm terrible at freaking Mario Brothers, you know? So Twitch is, so that's going to be a week from today. Definitely want to check that out. If any of you saw it or not, Roman Reigns wrestled on New Year's Eve on the Fox New Year's Eve show. Cashman is a wimp and fell asleep early on New Year's because the Sabres were winning 4-1 and lost 6-4, and I didn't care anymore. And then I woke up 10 minutes to midnight, and you know what happened after I woke up 10 minutes to midnight?
I went back to sleep?
No, I turned it on to Dick Clark because I wanted to see what they were going to do the countdown, and they went to commercial, and then I woke up at 12:10 and missed the whole thing. So I hope you guys had a better New Year's Eve than I did. But I want to thank you guys for listening. This guy, where's he going?
After we talk about him not doing ROH shows anymore, he signs to do a few more ROH shows.
Yeah, well, he's the one who like did them for free, I guess, at one point. He's like, his contract was over, and he still went back and did
them. Well, I mean, he's getting paid.
Yeah, he's doing it, getting paid, but he wasn't signed to a long-term contract or anything.
He's still not, so.
This is Marty Scurll, if you guys don't know who that is. He's a guy who WWE apparently won't sign. At least that's what we hear. They won't sign, and, you know what? He's got that thing called charisma, and a lot of times wrestlers don't have that, and this guy, even if you made him a manager, I think he'd be 10 times better than any of the ones else in WWE, but they don't want him because he's 5'1" or whatever it is. But if you watch Ring of Honor, you'll get him for a little bit longer. Yeah, get out of here, man. Have a good night. Don't forget, a good day. Please enjoy, root for the Bills. Listen to all our shows archived on thepainclinic.net or on iTunes or any other place on the internet. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week right here. Same bat channel, same bat station.